We are on Daf Kuvdalet Amid Beis. Let us just see the lashon of the Mishnah again. The Mishnah on Daf Kuv Gimel Amid Aleph says as follows: Beis las chaveiro shava pute v'nish baloi elichenu achov l'modai. And then let's just skip over a little bit. Then it says further, Nosan le'es ha-kerem, le'nosan le'es ha-chemish, he paid up the kerem, or mochalei al ha-kerem, le'mochalei al ha-chemish, or mochalei al-zev al-zev, chutz mi-pochish shavu-pruta be-kerem. So be-kitzer, in all these three cases, he does not owe a shavu-pruta on the kerem, is einoi, Tzorech Leilech Achov. So he doesn't have to go to Modai. Let us see the two Taisvus in before we start learning the Gemara. So Taisvus says, Chutz Mipachish Shavututa Bekerem. That means if he was Meichel everything, besides Pachish Mishavututa Shebekerem, so then the din is, that there's no chiyuv lelichei lamodai. Tema. So Taisvus asks, Amai itzach lemisneha? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that if he owes him apachas mishava pruta, he doesn't have to go to modai? Or even the bereshet nan shava pruta. Mishnah says, Hagoizo eschaveri shava pruta. So I could be medayik from the reisha, that if he stole pochus mishava pruta, he doesn't have to go to modai. The chiyuv is to go as dafka by a shava pruta. So why does the Mishnah have to firois above it, that he was mochel and everything besides a pochus mishava pruta, he doesn't have to go to modai? It's in the reisha you said that goes on shava pruta. Or keeping the bereshit nan shava pruta mashma v'pochus loy. So Taisvus remains with a kasha. The Teres Chaim wants to say a teres as follows. Kebege brings down the Teres Chaim. He says the reisha is speaking about that he stole pochus mishava pruta. I mean, there's a diik in the reisha. He stole a shava pruta chayv le'lechachav l'modai. He stole pachas mishava pruta. There's no chiyuv. That's 100% true. But when a person stole a shava pruta, there was chal already a chiyuv a shava on the whole shava pruta. And now he was meichel half of that shava pruta. But since I would think, since there's already chal a chiyuv a shava on this shava pruta, so Memela, now he's Mechuyev to be Meshe, but even though now there's a Pachas Mishava Pruta. The Reish only says, in order to create a Chiyav HaShava, you need a Shava Pruta. That's the Reish. If I steal a Pachas Mishava Pruta, there's no Chiyav HaShava whatsoever. But if I stole a Shava Pruta, so it was Chal a Chiyav HaShava on this Shava Pruta. And now I'm Meichel, half of the Shava Pruta. But on the other half, since there was a very Chal a Chiyav HaShava, I would think he's mechuyev to be meishabit. I would think the chiyuv hashava does not fall off. Kamash malon, that if now it's a pachas mishava pruta, you might mechuyev to bring it back. That's, so the two distinct halachas. The first halacha is the chiyuv hashava is only chal if you stole a shava pruta. And the second halacha is saying, even though I stole a shava pruta, the chiyuv hashava was chal, but if Bishas Hashava it is less than the Shava Pruta, I'm not Mechuyev to be turning, even though Achiv Hashava was Chal. Now let us again see the Lashon of the Mishnah, see the next Taisvus, and then we'll see the Gemara. The bottom line of the Mishnah is as follows. Nosan Loya Sakeren. He gave him, he paid up the keren. So that's taken care of. V'nish ba'loy ala chaymish, and then he swore that he doesn't know a chaymish. So he pays a chaymish on this chaymish, because that what he's kaifer, the chi of chaymish, so that's like a duk zeile on the chaymish. And therefore he's chayev, so it's a kvira with a shvua, so now he's mechuyev to pay a chaymish on this chaymish. Now let us see the next taisvis. Nosan lo yasekerem. V'nishba loy al ha-chaymish. So then you pay a chaymish and the chaymish. So who adin im loy nosan lo yasekerem v'nishba tavay ha-kerem v'chaymish? Not because he gave him the kerem, that's why you pay chaymish ha-chaymish. Well, he didn't give him the kerem. There's also a bezunder rechiv to pay chaymish and the chaymish. Ha-yimaysim chaymish al-chaymish. Aluch in the milsinok at the keren, ainish boin base pomim. He swore once on the keren, and then he was made, so mustami won't swear again on the keren. And the chaymish is a new chiv that he became a chayiv. That could be, he'll swear again. Vuhu adin, im nishba la chaymish, di lichenu achem lamodai. The Mishnah explains one din, that there's a chiv chaymish on the chaymish. There's another din, that he's chayiv to pay. He's chayiv to bring a lamada, the kibin shenish ba'olav, nasa kegas. Now let us see the Gemara further. Nasa loy esakerim, v'chulu. Now this case is speaking about nasa loy esakerim, le nasa loy esachaymish. That was the first day. And then the machaleh al kevle, machaleh al chaymish, machaleh al zeh al zeh, ein nitzach leh lechachal. So the Gemara says, alme chaymish mamaynohu. It is very difficult for us to understand the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from the, what, the Gemara doesn't bring down the Rai, it just starts off the Rai. Nosno is a Keren. And from this Mishnah we see Chaymish Mamayno. That Chaymish is Mamin. And since Chaymish is Mamin, the Imayis, so if the Gazlan will die, Mishal Milei Yerushim. So the Yerushim will have to pay the Chaymish because Chumsha Mamayno. Now, Kan Shayla Ben, what is the right, where did the Gemara see in the Mishnah? Let us just, the Gemara seems here a Shayla is Chumsha Mamayne, is Chumsha Kapore. Let's learn this Mahalach. And the Gemara saw from our Mishnah Chumsha Mamayne, Alma we see from our Mishnah Chumsha Mamayne. So, Chaymish Mamayne, so Mamayla, if the Nigzal will die, so the Yoshim Amachuyev to pay the Chaymish, because he owed a Chaymish. It would be Chumshe Kapore. So he's dead now. Well, see, says no Chiyev to bring a Kapore for a mace. But if Chumshe Mamayne, so Yimachuyev, the Yoshim Amachuyev, to bring the money that the father owed. Now, but where do we see this from the Mishnah, that Chumshe Mamayne, not Chumshe Kapore? So before we see Rashi, which is difficult to understand, let us say the stoop shot him in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. So say over the second shot from the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says, Midinitan lemechile. It says, Mochaloi ala chaymish. So Vaisis, you can be Michael the chaymish. The kapore loy nitan lemechile. If the chiyuv chaymish would be mishim lesser the kapore, that means a person was kaifan, he swore false, now he's made it. So als kapore is to bring the chaymish, mechile of the nigzal will not pater the chiyuv kapore of the gazlan. There's a beautiful explanation in this in Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim and Baba Basra is based. Rabbi Chanan says as follows, Mechile misalekes schus atoiveya. That means all the time when a teveya wants to be teveya something from someone, so he has a schus tviya. I lent you, you stole from me, whatever it is. So he has a tviya. If he's meichel, so that's misalik the tviya. Umemele potach anitvas. If he's meichel, so umemele the nitvas potach to pay. The chiyuvai hu b'teilado mischusai shel ha-teveya. That means, let's say the Reuben is moneying from Shimon money, he lent him money. So Shimon is mechuyev to pay because he owes Reuben money. Because Reuben lent him money. Shimon is mechuyev to pay Reuben because of the schus that Reuben has. Reuben lent him money. If Reuben is misalik his schus, I'm oichel. So automatically Shimon doesn't have to pay. Because the whole chiyuv on Shimon is a toilada, a payoyetze, from that Reuben is a schus to be teveya. He says, kapora works the other way around. The schus a teveya hu be teilada mi chiyuvay shal nitva li skafe. Vafi me teveya yisalik schusay mi koma kim chiyuvay di nitva loy nitka. Amore di kebol. He says, kapora works the other way. By kapora it works that the gazlan needs a kapora. He needs a kapora. So he needs a kapora. So how does the nixel get it? Because that's the kapor of the gazlan. The gazlan's kapor is to give the chaymesh to the nixel. That's his kapor. So the whole schus that the nixel has is because the gazlan needs a kapor. So memele, and the kapor is to give to you the chaymesh. That's his kapor. So if the gazlan will say, I moichel you, so that'll take away my chiyuv kapore. You're not the reason why I owe you. I owe you because I need a kapore. The Torah said, don't put the chaymish in a pushke. Give it to the gazlan. But my chiyuv is I have to give a chaymish lis kapore. That's my sibis achiyuv. So my sibis achiyuv is because I need a kapore. So you can say you're meichel me. That takes away my sibis achiyuv. So therefore, by a kapore, there are many rishonim that hold. And this is the Rabbeinu Peretz also, is by kapore, the teiveya can never be meichel the kapore, because he is not the sibes achiyev, not because you owe me, no, it's the other way, I need a kapore, my kapore is that I have to give you, that's the kapore, the chaymish you have to give to the nigzal. So you can be meichel my achiyev, because you're not the sibes of my achiyev. Now, in the Mishnah it says, Mocha loya la chaymish. He was meichel de chaymish. So why say she could be meichel de chaymish? So the Rabbi Neperetz learns, that's pshat in the Vechulu. We have Rabbi Sosam de Kigemore. It says in the Mishnah, Nosla Yisakeren, and then we have to learn the whole Mishnah, and one of the Bobas is, Mocha loya la chaymish. So we see from that the chaymish, that the nixal can be meichel the chaymish. So from this we see that chumsha mamayna, because if the chaymish should be a kapore, the nixal cannot be meichel. That's how the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz learns pshat na gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi has a different pshat. Alme chumsha mamayna. What's the alme? Mideitzich leile misne, ein zorech leilev achrov, alma momeine hu gabe. Now, this is a very difficult Rashi to understand. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that it says in the Mishnah, if he doesn't owe a keren, even though he owes a chaymish, mocha leil a keren, so Zaraye, that's where you don't have to go. Because the Chumshe Kapore, it's possible you don't have to go. Mideitzarech lemisne. Since the Mishnah found it important to tell us that if he was Meichel the Keren, he doesn't have to go to Madai, Zaraye Chumshe Mamoine. It's possible he doesn't have to go. So can't show you a bit, why is it possible? Maybe he has to go to Moda to get a kapore. So Mamela, so what's the raya from the Mishnah that Chumshe Mamayne? Because the Mishnah that tells us he doesn't have to go. So I saw a beautiful Lamda Shavot in Atarish Mu, now I only have a shtickle ha'or on it. But let's first say over the vote what he says. He says as follows. He says two Yesoides. Yesoid number one, it brings up Saraye from Aloshna Barambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Chaimish is not a Dovo Nifrod. Aloshna Rambam is, you pay the Keren with a Chaimish. That means, this is how the Keren is paid. It's not, you give a Keren. The Oifin of the Tashlume Keren, you pay the Keren plus a Chaimish, but it's a Chaylik of the Tashlume Keren. So he says like this, how do we know that Bechlau is a chiyuv to go to Modai? Because there's a posik, asher lo yitnenu, v'yoyim ha-shmosei, asher lo yitnenu, you have to give it to him, to the Bailam. So there we know, you can't give it to Shlit, you have to go to Modai, asher lo yitnenu. So he says, this posik is speaking about the Keren. This posik is speaking about the Keren you have to go to Modai. So he says as follows, the Mishnah is telling us that you don't have to go to Modai for the Chaimish. That the Chaimish is a addition to the Kerem. It's a sof on the Kerem. It's not a dov or nifra. If you will say that the chaimish is a chiyuv kapora, they're two different things. There's a chiyuv keren, that I own the keren. There's a chiyuv chaimish, that I need a kapora. So memela v'loy noisav al hakeren, lehavisal kedaitach lemeidim bodinei keren alachai v'lelich lamodai. So why would I dream that he'd have to go to Modai? The Mishnah is telling us, I'm telling you a chiddush, for the chaimish, you don't have to go. For the chaimish, you don't have to go to Modai. Mehichat Eisei should go to Modai. But if the chaimish is a haisof on the Keren, it's mamoine the Keren, so memeilus, I'd have a havamine. So it's a chelik, it's a hisof on the Keren. So I would think, just like the Keren, you have to go to Modai. So even if it was Meichel the Keren, you have to go to Modai for the hisof on the Keren. It's kamashmal, no, no, that the chayma of Ashit Nenuloi was only set on the pure Keren and not on the hisof of the Keren. That's it, that's what he wants to say. Now here, Ashtikala Ahore, let's look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this, V'shilem oisai b'roishai, you should pay the Keren. V'chamishisav yosef olo, and then you should be moisav the chaimish. Lasher hu lo yitnenu, lasher hu lo yitnenu, b'yem ha-shmosai. So the lasher hu lo yitnenu is said on the Keren ha-chaimish. But you have to say long this. That means without the Loshon HaPosik, we just learned from the Mishnah, so the Ales Kakashe, Asher Lo Yitnenu is speaking about the Keren, so why would I think that the Tanya is to tell us that the Chaimish, you don't have to go to Modai? Why would I think it's a Dinin Keren? It's a Raya. The Chaimish is also a Chelik of the Keren. That's if you learn the Mishnah. But if you look at the Loshon of the Posik says Beferish, that Asher Lo Yitnenu is going on the Keren and the Chaimish. The Mishnah is schwer, but the Pasuk says, "V'shilam Yosef b'roishay v'chamishisav Yosef olav l'asheru lo yitnenu b'yei mashmosay." So the Pasuk mentions the Keren and the Chaimish l'asheru lo yitnenu b'yei mashmosay. So l'chayre. So what's pshat in Rashi? What's pshat in the Gemara? So I thought perhaps we could say a little different. The Pasuk says, Va'asher hu loy yitnenu. Now, Va'asher hu loy yitnenu l'chayre means that what belongs to him you should give. That what belongs to him, you should give. So, could be, it says, before it mentions, V'shilam Yosef, B'roysha B'chamishi Sod Yosef Olo, V'asher Hu Loi Yitnenu. Now, V'asher Hu Loi, it seems the chiyiv to give is only that what belongs to him. So, could be, I could learn two pshatim with Asher Loi. I could learn Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu means that what belongs to him, I'm a chiyiv to give. So that means the Kerem. Well, Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu can also include the Chaimish, because I owe him the Chaimish. Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu. I owe him the Chaimish. But you also have to see he should get it. Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu, you have to see that he should get it. So could be, I could have learned Asher Hu Loi Yitnenu means what I'm a chuyiv l'shalem loy. And if chum shema moine, I'm a chuyiv to pay him. It's not I'm a chuyiv to pay him. I need a kapora. I give it to him. But not I'm a chuyiv to pay him. There's no chuyiv to him. So he mentioned before, that's why other Rishayim all there's no din mechila. I'm not mechuyiv to you. Lashel hu loy would mean that what I, that is, either that what is yours, or that's what I'm mechuyiv to you. So if chum shema moina, so I'd ever have a minute that the Sheolah is going under the Chemishis of Yosef Olam. But if Chumshe Kapore, so you learn Chumish, the Chumish is Vashel Huloi. The Chumish is not Asher Huloi. So why didn't you need a Mishnah to tell me, why did you need a Mishnah to tell me that he's potter to give him the Chumish? Is Araya Chumshe Mamoine. And Lefiemis could be Lashel Huloi means not what I owe him, not that was his. The Keren was his, the Chaimish is a Nuchiyev, so Lashel Hu Loi means that I was his Yimachuyev to deliver to him. But the Chaimish, since it's a Nuchiyev, she's not Machuyev to deliver to him. But, not if Chumshe Mamayne, if Chumshe Kapore, it's Poshit, we Mamayet is from Lashel Hu Loi, because a Kapore is not called Lashel Hu Loi. Could be this is Pshat and Rashi. So the Gemara says, let's see the next Rashi. So since I see from the Mishnah that it's Mamoine, so comes out a loche, Bimayis Gazlan. If the Gazlan dies, Mishal Miyoshim. So the Yoshim would be Mechuyiv to pay because the father was Mechuyiv to pay the Chaimish, and so now he died. So the sons are Mechuyiv to pay the father's Chiyuv. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Usnanami, another raya that chumshe mamayne. Nosan esakerem, v'nishba al ha-chaymish, alay moysev chaymish al chaymish. Now this din, that it's called I gazel the chaymish, is only if I owe him the chaymish. So then I'm Moisef Chaimish Al Chaimish, because as it's called, I was Kaifer, Achiv that I owe him. But if I'll say Chumshe Kapores, I don't owe him the Chaimish, so there wouldn't be a din of Moisef Chaimish Al Chaimish. Alma Chumshe Mamainu. So another raya from the Mishnah that Chumshe Mamainu. That's the Rashi, let's finish the Rashi. By the Midiktonia, raise Moisef Chaimish Al Chaimish. Shmamino mamayne kofre. It's a kfiris mamen. I owe it to him. So it's a kfiris mamen. So we have two rights. Besanye nami hochi imon tabarais. Hagoizel as chaveirei v'nish baloi umeis. Yerushe mishalmim keren v'chaymesh upture mina osham. They don't bring the Yosham, but they pay Kerem v'chaymesh. You see clear that Anofna Baraisa, that Chumshe Mamoine and the Yosham Achayev to pay. Now, let us see Rashi. Upturim in Yosham, the Meisu Bailov, the Mefrishu Bechayev, if the Bailov are Mafrish to Yosham Bechayev, or you turn Rie, so you'd be Royachi Yistayev. Chiloy Efrishu is pturim to be mafresh. Why? So what is the reason for all these? The Osham kapore hu v'lav mamayna. Osham is a kapore. V'ein kapore l'meisim. There's no kapore l'meisim. I had a shtickel ha'ore on Rashi. Is a sefri in Parsha Shoftim. Kaper la, in Sof Parsha Shoftim steht Kaper la amcha, so the sefri darshans, Elo achayim. Asher podisa, Elo ha'meisim. Melamed sh'ameisim tzrichin kaporem. Asher podisa means, amcha da amcha now, asher podisa, that way you paid it from Mitzchayim, so they're not around anymore. Kaper, asher podisa, they also need a kapore. The Netziv says on this sefri, im nischaivu kapore, v'loi heviu kabonam, tzrichin kapore lach ha-mise. They need a kapore. We don't say the mise is machapa, if they needed a korban, so they need a kapore. That's, first they told them kaper, asher podiso. So the Lashon, if Rashi would say that, you don't bring a korban for a mace, ein kapore le mesim, maybe that's what Rashi means, ein kapore is korban le mesim. Maybe that's, I mean, ein kapore le mesim, I mean, they need a kapore, and the shaykh a kapore, so maybe Rashi means ein kapore is korban le mesim, you can't bring a korban for a mace. Maybe that's what Rashi says. Al Kaponim, so we brought two rayas from the Mishnah, and then we brought rayas, that's Humsha Mamoine, and therefore, if the father died and he didn't pay up the Chaimish, so the Yoshim HaMachuyiv to pay up. Correct the Gemara. Yeah. The Yoshim B'nei Shlomi Humsha Davu Enav. Now you're telling me, a host dictator, and therefore the Yoshim pay the Chaimish that the father owed. Raminu, I'll ask you a question. Adayin ani yoyimah, this is a teres koyinim. Ein mosai ein ein mishalim Chaimish al gezel oviv. When don't you pay a Chaimish al gezel oviv? Bizman shaloi nishba loi hu v'loi oviv. If the father didn't swear and he didn't swear, who v'loy oviv? But what if he swore? The father didn't swear. Oviv v'loy who? Or the father swore and he didn't swear. Who v'oviv? Or both of them swore. Minayim. How do you know they don't bring a chaymish? It says asher gozal v'asher oshak v'hu loy gozal v'loy oshak. That means there's a ribui in miyutim. Veheshives agzeilo. And then it says, asher gozal. So veheshives agzeilo, vices will see, that's a ribui, you have to return it. Then it says, asher gozal, the one who stole. So asher gozal is a miyut. So the Torah's kainim darshans from this miyut of asher gozal, only the gazlan pays the chaimish. Asher gozal zamit in chaimish. Only the one who stole pays the chaimish, but the yoshim don't pay the chaimish. And then the teres kainim has a whole different cases that in all cases they're potter to pay chaimish. Say no one swore. Say they all swore. They don't pay a chaimish. And we learned before Baraisa, and we cheshbonate that the Yoshim do pay the chaymish. Amar Rav Nachman loikash, kan shahoide, kan shaloyhoide. That Baraisa that we said that the Yoshim bring a chaymish is speaking about that the father swore false. The father was moide, so after the haido and the shvuah sheker, he was mechayev to pay a chaymish. The haido is mechayev a chaymish. Then the father died. So I say, Chumshe Mamoino. So then the din is that the Yoshim are mechuyiv to pay the father's chiyuvim. So Mamela, so they're mechuyiv to pay over the chaymish. The Baraisa that is speaking about that the Yoshim are potter to pay for the chaymish is speaking about there was no Eidor. They swore that the father, there's no Eidor. So there's no Eidor, there's no chiyuv chaymish. That's what was Nachman. So the Gemara understood now, we'll see in Rashi, that the Gemara understood that no one was Maiden, that the father was Maiden, that the Yoshim was Maiden. They just swore that they don't know. Amar Rav Nachman, Leikashe, Kansha Hoide, Kansha Loi Hoide. Correct the Gemara, if it's speaking about, this Pasuk is speaking about that no one was Maiden. So you tell me, so you have to answer what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is, but let's, besides that, the Pasuk is speaking about that this is what happened. The father swore, I never stole anything. The son swore, the father never stole anything. There's nothing stolen by me, and nothing stolen. So finished. So you don't pay Karen either. So he swore, he's believed. So finished, So why does it say you don't pay the chaymish? You don't pay the keren either. If it's talking about shloi loy hoy the keren nami loy mishalom. Vechitei moch enami do loy mishalom. Yein ach enami, you don't pay the chaymish, you don't pay the keren. Boho midako mahadar ha-chaymish, the lotion of the teres koinim is, hey, must say, eini mishalom chaymish, agezalobiv, yeah, so it's speaking about chaymish. If it's speaking about lehoida, so you don't pay the keren also. Mi dekomahadar chaymish lememre, it seems the keren mishalom. They does pay the keren. Now, if you're right, it is speaking about that. If you are right, and it is speaking about that he, no one was mighty, you don't pay the keren either. The b'risa seems to say only the chaymish you don't pay. Vaytanya, vadayin eni yoimel. Another, and then I'll tell you another Teres Koinim. Adainim Eim, Esayu Mishalom Ker, and I'll get the love. This is the next Teres Koinim. When do you pay the Keren? Bisman Shanish, Behu, Behovi. Ovi, Veloi, Hu, Veloi, Ovi, Veloi, Hu, Veloi, Ovi, Minayim. Tamil Loima, Gzeilo, Veoishik, Aveda, Ovi, Kodin, Yesh Talmud. Yesh Talmud. So Memele, so the next Teres Koinim is coming to tell us, and you pay the Keren. You pay the Keren, because there's a Ribui and a Mir, we'll see. The Reshav is a Gzeila, is a Ribui. So that's coming to tell us the Yoshim also pay. And Asher Gozal is coming to tell us that the Chaimish they don't pay. But Al Koponim, if you're saying that the Teres Koinim is speaking about the Lehoida, that they weren't Maide, so why did before yes, you had the, it seems they do pay the count. Here's enough in the Teres Koinim that they pay the count. And the Teres Koinim answers, yes, Talmud. We have to know what this means. The Yosef Ravun Nevekom Alo Shmait. He said over this Teres Koinim. Omalei Rabbe Berei, yes, Talmud Koma, o yes, Talmud Koma. What is the God by Yosef Teres Koinim says, yes, Talmud Afsachmir? But he asked his father, what is the correct gils in the Teres Koinim? Kamama amala yesh talmud kamino umiribuye dikroi. I learn out from these psukim. I learn out from the psukim agzeilo ha'oishik that is a chiv to return the keren. There's a chiv to return the keren. So I have a miyot yapata from keifel. And there's a chiv to return the keren. Now, if it is speaking about that no one was made, so how can you be mechiv to pay the keren? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Adain an yoyme, Reishe b'teres koinem, Asher gozal, that's Amir, Al gzei loyu maisev chaymish, V'loy al gzei lesovim, and the gzei of the father, you don't give a chaymish. Kan shahide oviv b'chayiv achas shenishba v'nischayiv leichumshe mishal miyoshem v'baraisa b'teres koinim b'shaloi hoide k'sal kadai tachashte b'loi hoide loi ov v'loi ben, no one was moide ochi gasini v'yosef ravun yesh talmud komama v'tane mikro maisi lo, he learns it out from a posi v'dechsiv kol hani ribuye hu shaben chayiv l'shalem. Good, he says, no, I learned that from a pasuk from the Ribui. Fine. But I'll kopon him, now let's get down to brass tacks. If you say it's speaking about lehoida, and I mean lehoida, lehu, v'lehbnoi, so how can you pay a keren? How can you pay a keren? So speaking about hoyde, so why didn't you pay a chaimish? You said you paid the chaimish of the father. So the Gemara says, Ella Mailoi Hoida, you did not understand Rav Nachman's teretz. Ella Mailoi Hoida, Loi Hoida Oviv, Vahoida Benoi. It's like this, the father swore he never stole, this thing that he has, that's his, it's not the Nigzal, so he never stole anything. That's what the father swore. Then the father died, and now it's by the son. Now it's by the son, the Dovar HaGozel. And now the son swore that it's not stolen. Then the son was Moide. Now the son was Moide. So he doesn't pay a chaimish. So this is very schwer. Like the Gemara, Elamai lehoida aviv, vahoida benoi. Like the Gemara, if that's the case, Amnachman means the father, if the father became a chuyev achaymish, then the Yerushim paid that chaymish. It's speaking about that the father wasn't a chuyev achaymish, the father was, because he never was made. And so, but how do we know that it's gozel? Because the son was made. So let the son pay the chaymish, not else the father, let him pay out himself. He was kaif and then he was made. So let's see Rashi. Lehei davi v'hoide b'nai. Keren mishalom. Abo chaymish loy. Demi yitek rambo chaymish al gezel ovim. I don't have to pay a chaymish al gezel ovim. So the Gemara said, the Baraisa is speaking about that the son swore. B'nechayiv. Nechayiv b'nai chaymish ha-shvu osa didei. Zitoni nishbo hu v'oviv l'ptura. Dekivin de ben nishba v'hoide amai potem. Amri, v'she'en gzeilo kayemes. It's speaking about v'she'en gzeilo kayemes. V'lava le'rom yilishlumim. He's not mechuyiv to pay. V'snan agoizol o'machal asbonov p'turim yilishalam. They're potter to pay. Hilkach. So me'ikof ha'kviras dvorim ba'almuhu. So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara is answering as follows. This Teiras Koinim that says that they pay Keren and they don't pay Chaimish, they're speaking about as follows. They're speaking about there was a Sichsuch with the father. If the father stole something. So the father swore he never stole it. The son comes and the son first says a Shvuah, the father never stole it. Then he's made the father did steal it. So it's like this. That when he was made that the father stole it, some of Melech, and now the Zachir Teshul Mekerem. He's made that so he has stolen goods by him. So, fine. But he's potter to pay a chaimish. So the Gemara asked if he's made that this is stolen goods. So, and he swore on it, so he should be chayim chaimish because of his shvur. So why isn't he chayv chaimish because of ishvu? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says the gzeila is not be'en. It's speaking about that the gzeila is not be'en. She'en gzeila kayemis. So Rashi says, if en gzeila kayemis, so now that what the son swore, that the father didn't steal, so that's not called a shvua of kviras momin, because there was no momin be'en that belonged to the nigzal. So that's only called a shvuas bitui. A shvuas bitui is no din tashlum echaimish. Tashlum echaimish you pay if I was kaifa with a shvua. I was kaifa mama with a shvua. If ain't zeila ben, so some of you said a shvua sheker. Let us again see the lashon Rashi. Bish ain't zeila kayemis. The lav alei ram yilishlumi. If the zeila is not ben, the son is not chayv to pay. The son a goizel machalas bonov. Turim ilushalom. Hilkach I kofa, if he was kofa, kviris dvorim ba'almei, vishvuz bitui deleka chaymesh. So now, where are we up to now? We're up to now as follows. The Teiras Koyanim that says that the Yoshim pay the Keren, and the Yoshim don't pay the chaymesh, is speaking about a case as follows. The father stole something. He swore he didn't steal it, and he wasn't made it. The father made a shvuah shekel, he wasn't made it. Now the father dies. Now the son was also first koifer that the father didn't steal, and then he was made that he swore false, the son, and the fact that the father did steal. So if the gzeila would be be'en, so then there's a new kfire mitzad the ben, and then the ben would be zicher b'chayiv ha'chaymesh. Now it's speaking about that when the son swore, the gzeila was not be'en anymore, so if the gzeila is not be'en, so there's no kfiras moment with his shvuah. That's why the son doesn't have to pay the chaymesh. He doesn't have to pay the chaymesh because there was a shvuah of not kfiras moment. It wasn't like it any money because the son does not owe for the father's chiyuv. If the gzeila would be be'en by the son, then the son would have to pay a chaymish for his shvuah. He swore if the stolen goods would be here, and he would say, my father didn't steal this, this is ours, so we got it by Yerusha. So then, that shvuah would be a shvuah of kfiras mamon. So then the son would be chayiv a chaymish for this shvuah that he made. But it's speaking about the gzeila is not there. So memele, there's no sibit to pay a chaymish. The father was potter for a chaymish because the father was never made it. The son who was made it, it was a gzeila, but his shvu is not a kfiras mamon because when he swore, the gzeila wasn't be'en. He doesn't owe the nigzal. So memele, his shvu is not a shvu of kfiras mamon. That's why there's no chiyuv chaymish period. But let's just understand one thing. Let's understand one thing. So that what we said before, that the son is chayiv to pay a chaymish, means a different case. The father stole something. The father swore. The father was moide. The father became a chuyiv a chaymish. And then the father died. So now the din is that the son is mechuyiv to pay. The father's chiyuvim because chum shemamayna, the money that the father owes, the son has to pay. That's what we're speaking about till now. But that you found that Teres Koyanim, that the Teres Koyanim says that the son is potter to pay for a chaymish, is talking about a different story. It's speaking about that the father swore and the father was not moider. So there's no chiyuv chaymish on the father. Fine. A lady. So your kasha ends already. But the Teres Koyanim is also speaking about that the son swore. He's also a potter from a chaymish when the son swore. So that's the gemara, the problem when the son swore, if the gzeila is be'en, so the son now made that shvuas apikon. So he was makrish, he said, this belongs to my father, and then he was made into shvuas sheker, so if the son pay a chaymish, I'll see shvuas. So the gemara says, when the son swore, it wasn't be'en anymore, so there's no kfiras mamim with the son shvuas. The Gemara, Ibishen Gzeila Kayemes, if the Gzeila is not Kayem, Afila Keren Nami Loi Mishalem, so he shouldn't pay the Keren. I mean, he made such a beautiful case, so that's why the son is part of the Chaimish, because the Gzeila is not Kayem. So that's why he doesn't pay a Chaimish, so he shouldn't pay a Keren either. Leitzriche the Ika Achayis Nechosa. No. The father left over Kayem. So now, things are getting, the dust is clearing a little bit, so now let's see what happened over here. The father swore that he didn't steal this watch. It's his watch, fine. He wasn't made the father. And the son, and then the father died. The father died, and he left over kakois. The watch is not to be seen anymore. The watch is not here. The double nixel is not here. It's not, but the father left over kakois. And the son comes and says, that first he swore that the father never stole the watch, right? And then he says, no, the father's taka stole the watch. And the father's taka stole the watch. So now that we know that the father stole the watch, the father left over kalkin. So the speaking about the father left over kalkin. Now, Kozman, we didn't hear from anybody that there was a gzeila. The father swore he never stole anything. So it's father, and the father swore, so he can't bump from him, he swore. But now, first the son also swore, he went pedalke of it, But then later, he had a hirotshuva, and he said, I swore false. Fine. So memele, so now there's a, this karkois that the father left over. The father left over karkois, so memele, so the karkois ha-meshubit, for the gzela. The son is now made that the father stole. So memele, so according to the heidos ha-ben, so the kalki that the father left over is meshubit to the nigzal. So you have to pay the keren. That's meshubit, you have to pay the keren. Let's see in a minute. So the Gemara is going to be mefalpel in this territory till we come to the real pshat. It'll take a few minutes, but let's learn in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Ibishen zeila kayemes afilokher namilei mishal." Like tzricha dika achayis nechosim. There's achayis. So memele, there's achayis nechosim. So memele, that is why you pay the keren. The gazlan, the son is made the father stole. He left over karkois. The karkois are meshubet to the nigzal. So memele, that's how you pay the count. Frech the gemore, the chiika achayis nechosim. So now the gemore wants to ask, I don't understand your teret. I ask you, if the gzail is not ben, so why do you pay the keren? So you said, because the father left over kark. In fact, the gemore, the chiika achayis nechosim, I have a milva alpehi, or milva alpehi negoiva loimina yershim, veloimina lekuches. So why do you want the keren? There's no star. Omri bishomad bedin. It's speaking about, no. You're right. But the father, there was a mother bedin by the father. That means bezdin was mechayev the father to pay the keren. And just to understand a little bit, one mahalach in the Gemara, so Taisva says that the story is as follows. The story is, they schlepped the father to din. The father, there was a holding tire on this watch. The needle said, you stole my watch. The father swore, I didn't steal your watch. Fine. Then two Adam came, and two Adam said, he did steal the watch. Fine. So, he did steal the watch. Now the watch is not to be seen. Al Kaponim, so there was a mother bedin, two Adam said he stole the watch. So Bezdin Paskin, that he's mechuyif to pay for the watch. Finished. Chaimish is not mechuyif because he wasn't maida that he swore false. Adam came. He was never maida. So memele, so b'chayei ha'ov, there was already a psak din, he owes money for the watch. He has to pay for the watch. It was a mother bedin. Now we'll see why it is that way. That's not to be spoken about now, but we'll see after Hamad Bedin, this halashibut. I mean, stamazoy is chayves. It's not. It's milvap. There's no shibut. You can't be gaiva from the yosh. After Hamad Bedin, you can be gaiva from the yosh. After Hamad Bedin, you can be gaiva from the yosh. So that was the story. Now the mother said, "Why is chayv the kenon? Because it's chayis nachos." So he jumped in the chayis nachos, but it's a milvapeh. Speaking about the mother bedin. Fine. So memela, now you know why they have to pay the keren, because the yashin karka from the father. Hashibud was chal on the karka because there was a mother bedin. And, fine. That's why you pay the keren. Thank the gemara. Oh boy, now. So you're saying this karka now. And the Yerish swore that what? That he doesn't know any money. Now we're back with the old thing. That means, Kozman, you told me it's not Ben, so there's no kviris moment. So it's very good. The Yerushim apart from the Chaimish. If the minute you'll tell me that, Ik Sha'amad Bedin, Afilu Chaimish Nami Mishalam, Omar Rabun, the Bereiter of Yeshua, Lafisha Mishalman Chaimish, Al kviras shibud karkois. Because what are we mourning from the son? We are mourning from the son. Karka, shibud karka, we're mourning from the son. The gzail is not ben over here. We're mourning from the son. This karka, you yashin from your father's mishubit to pay up for the watch of the nigzal. That's what money. And the son said, my father never stole. It was never a stolen watch. He swore. So this shvu is negeya what? What am I mourning from the son? Karke. Shibut karke. That's what I'm mourning from the son.
And he swore no, there was no stolen goods. And his father never saw, there's no shibud on this card. And then he was moided that there is a shibud. So memele, so at the Karen you pay because he said this kark is meshubit. But the chaimish you don't pay because the chaimish is the kapor of the shvuim. And just like there's a din einish boy in ala karkois. So there's also a din, you don't bring a chaimish on the shvuis kark. So that is pshat in the Torah's kainim. The Torah's kainim tells us, the Torah's kainim is telling us, that the Yoshim pay the Keren and don't pay the Chaimish, is speaking about this case. That's the case of the Teres Kainim. The case is that the Gzeil is not the end, and the Palat over Karkois, so the Keren is Meshubit to the Nigzal, and even though they swore, you don't pay a Chaimish, because you don't pay a Chaimish on Shvus, Shibut Karkois. Now, I would not like to learn Rashi now, because Rashi is a Shvera Rashi. But let's just, this Rashi over here, let's skip over these two Rashis. Let's just say the Rashi, Lefishay Mishalman Chaimish al Kvira Shibut Kakois. The Chaimish Amaikosi, Ashvuoso. The Chaimish goes on the Shvue. Lav Shvuehi, this is not a Shvue. The Kaimalon, Ein ish boin ala karkois. Bezn is not mechayev a shvu an karke. Ahai ben ki ishtabe. When he swore, kofol ay shibut karkois. Dilam mishuv achayis nachosim. Lav alei ram yul ishlumi. So memele, so that's pshat. Shalom al Yisrael. Now let's just see two taisvus. Yesh talmud kaminim ribu dikro. Tema amai yitzter kro lekeret. The Maila Yishalom Keren. Taisa says, we have a posik, Yesh Talmud Kamina. There's a posik that tells us Yechayiv to pay the Keren. In fact, Taisa Shemu Shamayim. After the Maskonis HaGemara, it's speaking about that the father left over Karke, Amod Bedin, the whole story in its Meshubit, says Mechayiv to pay the Keren that was Meshubit Bechayoviv. So, what need a posik for that? Taima, my Itzterich called the Keren, the Maila Yishalom Keren. Given the kachayis nechosim, v'amet bedin, the machim et minu la b'somach, so I need a posik on this. Taisa lies by a time. Mil va'al pehi, ben goy v'loy min a yoshim, v'loy min a lakuchus. So Taisa says, Roman di yobo, shibud alav di reisa pori. The whole Gemara's kasha was, how can you be goy ve, it's a mil va'al pehi, that's a v'yod shibud alav di reisa. Because from the Pasik it seems that you're goive, the Gemara says it's a Pasik. I learn that miribuye dikro, yesh talmud kamina, there's a ribuy from the Pasik, that the ribuy from the Pasik is coming to tell me, the ribuy from the Pasik is coming to tell me that the Yoshim paid the Keren. So the Gemara's kasha was, if I hold mina teire, shibuda lav di araisa, so how can the pasuk tell me the mechuyif to pay the keren? There's no such thing, shibuda lav di araisa. That's kind of the Gemara's kasha, it's a milvalpe. Amehi baraisa da goyza lomacho, there's a baraisa that's also speaking about shibud. Yiminich lemavim achayis lechosim chayom lesham, lekir lefrich leimidi. There you can't ask a kash, it's a milvape. You mukila midarabonon. There could be you gave me the one, say, shloitino dals with ne loimik, the posse got proper pay again posh it. If you all shibuda lav the rice, it could be midarabonon, you are goive from Yorushim. Shloitino dals, some emeldes are like plug. You're goive, a fellow shibuda lav the rice. But al koponim, the teraskainim is shver, the teraskainim says you, there's a posting that says you pay me not Torah. The karke shibud alav the reis. Mil la rabbi shmul da omri mil va pay ni goy va loy min yoshim loy min kuch za pilu mit rabbonon ke mukh be chaske sabatim be sayv mi shmeis ikelak shuye mi be reis de le kamon ikel me me din mukmla be shaman bedin. Speaking about omad bedin, And we'll stop here because then we have to see first Rashi, and then we'll understand what Tosfos Kashya is on Rashi.